You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. Working in conjunction with our legal corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are beginning a series of sessions with Mr. Michael Rubenstein, the owner of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury practice serving clients throughout Los Angeles and Orange counties. Prior to graduating Loyola Law School, Michael was ordained as a rabbi for a panel of prominent international rabbis. He uses his unique background as a rabbi and lawyer to help successfully represent his clients at a variety of personal injury matters. Mr. Rubenstein, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be back, Eric. Thank you so much for having me again.
And you're more than welcome. So, you know, we're certainly excited to discuss bicycle safety with you today specifically. And I know you told me there is a lot of confusion out there regarding California's bicycle riding laws, and we hope that you can clear all this up for us today. So first question, how does California law view the term bicycle?
Well, Eric, California law treats a bicycle the same as it treats a vehicle. This might be surprising to many people, but it still is the law. So every person on a bike in California has the same rights and responsibilities of a vehicle driver in California. So what you're not allowed to do in a car, the flip side of that, you're not allowed to do while you're on a bicycle. And like I said, that is surprising to a lot of people. I get a lot of calls about that. It is the law, though, and you know, it's our job to educate both motorists and cyclists about their rights and responsibilities here in California.
That's certainly very interesting, the take and the law there on bicycles in California. Now, does this mean bicyclists have to stop at stop signs and red lights?
Well, bingo, Eric. This is a big one. It can get people into trouble. Like I said, I do get a lot of calls about that. Cyclists running stop signs and then getting tickets and calling me surprised and shocked. And I've got to break it to them, you know, slowly that, you know, when you run a stop sign on your bicycle, it's the same as if you run it while you're driving a car. So, yes, bicyclists do have to stop at stop signs and red lights. They have to follow all traffic laws here in California. Some of my cyclist friends tell me that stopping at every stop sign, especially in some of the suburban neighborhoods in Los Angeles and surrounding neighborhoods, stopping at every stop sign can disrupt a rider's rhythm. You know, my response to that is, you know, it's the law still. I actually almost hit a bicyclist who ran a stop sign recently. And so it's really important, you know, it might disrupt the rider's rhythm, but when it's car versus bike, car always wins. So don't chance it. Stop at the stop sign. Obey all traffic laws.
And you may have even gotten the excuse that maybe they didn't want to stop at the stop sign due to being in a bad neighborhood or a rough neighborhood or one that has a history. Just curious, have you ever heard that one before?
You know, it's a good question. To my knowledge, there's no I'm in the bad neighborhood defense to running a stop sign. So I haven't heard it before, but I don't think that excuse would fly if you were faced with a judge or a court and trying to get out of a ticket. So, no, I don't think that one would work.
Just thought I'd throw it out because you'll probably get it eventually. Now, I know this next question is a source of confusion, too. Do bicyclists in California have to wear helmets while riding?
Well, this is a great question, Eric. So the law in California does differentiate between someone who is above the age of 18 and someone who is under 18. So riders under the age of 18 must wear a helmet. The law requires it. And that's not only for bicycle riding. That's also for scooters. And it's actually the law for hoverboards, which is a new kind of a newer technological invention. You know, those things that people kind of hover on as they ride around. Actually, in California, the law just passed January 1st hoverboard riders must be above the age of 16. So under 16, not allowed to ride a hoverboard in California. But back to bicyclists, bicycle riders under the age of 18 must wear helmets. Now, riders who are above the age of 18 in California, they're not required to wear helmets, but experts still recommend it. That's because statistics show that in a bicycle collision, the head is the first part of the body that will make contact in an impact. I actually had a client inquiry last year about a rider who got hit in a hit-and-run. He was riding. He got rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. Next thing he knows, he's on the ground, broken ribs, and his helmet is shattered and cracked. He actually showed me the helmet subsequently. If he wasn't wearing his helmet, that would have been his head. So it's very important. There's a lot of controversy out there. In California last year, a bill was proposed to try to make helmet wearing compulsory even for those above the age of 18. That bill was scrapped. The bicycle advocacy groups are very, very, very active in this field. That being said, those who are above 18, it's still a great idea to wear a helmet.
Yeah, with that example, it certainly is a must. I would say today we're joined by Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Rubenstein, what about other issues like riding on the sidewalks?
Well, Eric, sidewalk riding is another issue I'm frequently asked about here in L.A., So California as a whole leaves the issue of sidewalk bicycle riding up to local cities and municipalities. So for example, in Los Angeles, bicycle riding on the sidewalk is allowed as long as the rider is not riding in wanton disregard for the safety of himself or others. Now, what does wanton disregard mean? It's probably one of those things, you know it when you see it. Recently, I was walking on the sidewalk, and two teenage boys were racing side by side. That's probably wanton disregard for the safety of others. But if you're just riding casually on the sidewalk, that's probably allowed. Now, California does prohibit a bicycle rider from riding on the street in a manner going against traffic. And, you know, the reason for that is very obvious. Cars turning out of a driveway or parking lot may not see the rider who's riding against traffic and cause a collision. Now, riding against traffic on the sidewalk itself, the law does differentiate between the sidewalk and the street. So if you're riding on the sidewalk against traffic, that's not illegal per se. There was actually a case here in California, an appeals court case that decided that. Now, even though it's technically not illegal, I still try to advise people not to do it just because the risk of a collision is greater. You know, like I just mentioned, somebody turning out of a parking lot to turn right is looking to his left to merge with traffic, is not really expecting to see a bicycle rider, you know, jolting from his right. So easy way to avoid collisions. It's actually a pretty common scenario. It's not per se illegal for bicycle riders to ride on the sidewalk against traffic here in California. It still probably causes far too many collisions, though, so that's why I try to tell my cyclist friends and clients not to do it.
It certainly makes sense. And I've also heard cases of cyclists getting hit by opening car doors. Does this really happen?
Unfortunately, it does happen, Eric. In fact, I have a case right now where that happened to a gentleman riding his bike to work, and a woman getting out of her car just opened the door without checking, completely knocked my client off his bike. He hit the street pretty hard and got pretty banged up. So in California, the vehicle code says a person can't open his or her door in a manner that will impede the flow of traffic. Now, since we discussed before, since a bike is technically a vehicle, it's lawfully part of traffic. So opening the car can impede it, can obstruct it. The resulting collision would be the fault of the person opening the door. We've all been driving and see, you know, maybe we're in traffic and we see somebody opening the car door and we're thinking, my God, close the door, you're going to get hit. We've all seen that. So California actually has a law. You can't open the car door if it's going to obstruct the flow of traffic. So in bike riding parlance, this is known as getting doored. They can cause very painful injuries. Like I said, I have a client now where he got pretty banged up as a result of getting doored. When a door opens and there's a rider there, the only place the rider's going is down, hard. And, it's also pretty common for riders to flip over the door. I've seen collarbone fractures as a result of these kind of scenarios. So it's always a good idea if you're in your car, before you open the car door, the driver or passenger side, check your mirrors, check your blind spot, make sure there's no cars or bicyclists coming.
Certainly great advice in that regard. And lastly, any parting safety tips that you'd like to share with our listeners per the conversation today?
Sure. Well, just a few parting safety tips for bicycle riders here in California. Riders should use their lights at night. Actually, California law requires it. In fact, the law requires the lights to be visible from 300 feet in the front and 500 feet in the rear. So if the batteries on your bicycle light are kind of dull and fading, it's probably a good time to replace those. It's also a good idea to wear reflective clothing at night, just to add another layer of visibility. I tell people to wear bright, visible clothes during the day. That's not required. It's just another safety tip, because drivers are always distracted, and somebody driving may see you on a bicycle but may not actually register that you're there until it could be too late. So bright clothing is a good way to kind of catch the attention of an otherwise distracted driver. I tell cyclists to be cautious by driveways and alleys where two intersections where they meet. Like I mentioned before, obey traffic laws, use common sense, because when it's car versus bike, car always wins. And lastly, it's another issue that became law last year. Drivers who are driving and want to pass a bicyclist in California have to give 3 feet of clearance when passing the bicyclist. So especially now with the summer months coming, people are getting outdoors, enjoying the environmental benefits of bicycle riding and the exercise benefits. Stay safe out there, pay attention, follow the rules, and everybody can navigate the streets safely.
Most definitely. Where can listeners get more information on your law firm, and how can they best be in touch?
Well, I encourage your listeners to visit my website at rabbilawyer.com, RABBILAWYER.com. I maintain a daily blog on my website. It's called Tort Talk, where I discuss some of these issues and how they affect personal injury law here in California. I'm also on Facebook at Rabbi Lawyer, Instagram hashtag Rabbi Lawyer, and Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer.
Well, easy enough. Well, always great to speak with you, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with, once again, Michael Rubenstein, owner and founder of the law office of Michael E. Rubenstein, a personal injury law practice that represents clients in Los Angeles and throughout Southern California. And you can learn more by visiting his website and reading his daily Tort Talk blog at rabbilawyer.com. Also follow him on Twitter at Rabbi Lawyer, Facebook also at Rabbi Lawyer, and now on Instagram at hashtag Rabbi Lawyer. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.